by then killing Cincinnati, Ohio. You want to hear what Lauren feels? We had the parties, but no, it sounds so gay. We sing today from dusk until the bedroom. First food in hand came father quite with the bride that the baby. Oh, the green eyes and the refine took up a little stock, getting on with it. White the lad, it's a lad, white the lad, the lady, oh, white the lad, it's a lad, white the lad, the lady, oh. Well, by upon myself, we had the greatest night fun of that wedding I ever had in my life. There was myself and Mick McLaughlin and a lot more of the boys sitting in the fire, telling stories, sitting around the fire. And one says to the other, let us go to another room and look at the dancing. All right, says we, and up we left and out we run. And while we were gone, who came into the back door but a great big tall, raw-born, red-headed, cross-eyed, knock-kneed devil by the name of McGuffin. I don't know, but some of you might know him. His sister was a one-eyed man. He might know me that. Well, sir, McGuffin was mad with the hunger, and he sees about a staff that was standing on a table in the kitchen, and he walks over to it, and he drunk every drop of it. He thought it was mush and milk. And after drinking the staff, he came over to the fire to stand by it to warm himself. And there he was, standing with his hands behind him and his mouth open and the flies running down his throat, and he wasn't able to bend his jaw. Then he wasn't, sir, when in comes my father. Well, my father looked at McGuffin, and McGuffin looked at my father. And my father told him to go. My father didn't like him. McGuffin, he said, go to the house. But the devil an answer he got out of McGuffin. McGuffin couldn't bend his jaws to talk to him. He was that stiff with a chair. Oh, the devil was lame. Well, sir, when McGuffin couldn't speak, my father knew there was something wrong, and he whistled for me, and in I come. Paddy, says he, sir, says I, go out and call your mother, says he. I will, says I, and out I go to me mother. Mother, says I, what, says he, come in, says I, me father wants you. And in comes me mother. And she says, me father, what, says me mother, what did you do to McGuffin, says me father. With your faith, I done nothing to the man, says me mother, I didn't see him till now. Faith, says me father, I think you did, faith, and I didn't see him, says she. So we got him, me father took a hold of McGuffin with the back of the neck, and I took a hold of him with the leg. And we threw him on his back. And we poured a bucket full of boiling hot water down his throat before we could get a bind out of him. He was that stiff with his dad. Ha ha! Thought the horse to leave it. Well, sir, after that, my father gets in good humor and he kicked him out. And then he goes over to Mick the Piper. Oh, I forgot to tell you about me. Mick was the queerest looking devil that was in the house that night. He was blind in one eye, and he was blind drunk in the other one. Mick says, my father, play up something for me and the old woman to dance. What the piece is the Piper? Showed me ass with me mother. So with that, he squeezed up his leather bag and leathered away with, white the lad, little la, white the lad, little lady, oh, white the lad, little la, white the lad, little lady, oh.